Okay, all right. Everybody repeat after me. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can be what it says I can be. And I can do what the word says I can do. It's the living seed of God living in me, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never will I be the same. God increase, pastor decrease. Give us ears to hear what God has to say. I'm going to walk with power and not let the loss get left. Amen, 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 amen. Timer's up. Let's see. I show 11:25. We're going to have to make it work. Amen? Huh? Oh, well, we'll feed them afterwards, okay? The clock is broken. One of the benefits of Vacation Bible School, the clock is broken. So there's two options. I can say there's no clock, go as long as you want. Or I can say there's people, and you're going to stop me in 10 minutes. Okay? We're going to give you this word from heaven. The extra mile of prayer. Prayer is another step beyond your circumstance. So the extra mile is never crowded. Everybody say true or true. You know that when you want someone to go a little bit further with you, sometimes they don't go with you. That means you have to go. And you have to take that next step. So and when we're talking about the extra mile of prayer, there are times where you're ready to go to bed, but it's time to get up and pray and stay and pray. That's the extra mile. There are times you want to stay in bed, and God says, get up. That's the extra mile. There are times you want to stay mad. God says, pray. That's the extra mile. There's times you want to stay sad. God says, pray. That is the extra mile. The extra mile isn't crowded. Of course, it's a lonely place because not everybody's willing to go there, but you need to go there. In Matthew 26, and where Jesus was there, it says him and the disciples, the son of Zebedee, went with him, and they go to pray, and then he was really distressed, and he was sorrowful because he knew what was about to happen. And then as he was going down there about to that place, he let them stop, and then he went a little farther. You know, when you're going through something, there's not a problem in the world. There's nothing in this world that will stop you from going even further to pray. If your kids are going through something, you're going through something, you will pray, you'll get on your knees. But let me tell you something. If it's an extra mile that you do daily, you don't have to wait till something happened to be already doing something you should be doing. The devil should not be your influence. Problems should not be your influence as to why you pray. Amen, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Right? Because again, if that's the time that we go the extra mile to pray, then we're more influenced by that than we are the promise. It is the promise of having a relationship with God. Jesus said, I'm deeply sorrowful. And then he went on and prayed. Then, you know, when he came back, he found them sleeping. He says, watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. Watch and pray. Indeed, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I'm giving you the highlights of all those verses. He said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. And so you don't enter into temptations. The reason why some fights are overwhelming is because when you're not watchful, when you've got fatigue from praying, because you feel like I've been praying every day and I don't see anything happening, when you become fatigued in prayer, you enter into fights. There's no grace to win. Your marriage, enter into struggles. There's no grace to win. Marriage, 60% of marriages end in divorce. Only 2% end in divorce when the couples pray together. There's a 98% success rate in couples that pray together. Prayer is the extra mile. Do you always feel like praying when y'all are arguing? Absolutely not. One of you may have to lead the prayer. Usually the one that thinks they're right will lead the prayer. Then the other one will sit there quietly like, I don't even want to like you right now, but Jesus has told me to do so. Huh? It's the extra mile, right? Even when you pray and they're angry and frustrated, it's the extra mile. It's never crowded. But if you want your marriage to go the distance, if you want 24 years, 25 years, 30 years, 100 years, till you die years, you got to pray. Prayer is what's necessary. It is the necessity of those things that are out there. And listen, it ain't going to always be that easy to do, but you need to do it. See, when I do it daily, I don't have to wait for a tragedy to pray. because I'm praying out of my relationship with God, not out of my situation and my circumstance. I go the extra mile. Pray over your kids. I can't begin to tell you how much prayer is a necessity in our life. It has to be done. And even over our teachers, me and some teachers, we were talking at Mo Ranch, and it was like 30 of them and only one of me, but we were talking, and they were like, you know, the one lady was like, I'm just against teachers having guns because teachers are crazy. And I was like, okay. I said, but, you know, kids are beating up teachers in classrooms. Teresa's in Taylor. Tana's in Austin. Just call. Some things are worth going to jail for. You get hit, call. Where's my pastor at? Jail? He's in jail. What do you do? He's beating up some kid's parent. Now listen, and that, you know, in a sense of what we're talking about is pray. Don't let the problem be your greatest influence. Don't let that be your influence. And so we have to bring that to the measure of what we want to see with God. So he says in Matthew 6:10, when he says the disciples could have asked Jesus for anything. They watched him raise people from the dead, heal the sick, open blind eyes. They said, teach me how to pray. That was the one thing they asked. And that prayer, that part of verse 10 says, thy will be done on earth as it is in. So my mind is on heaven when I pray. My mind isn't on my problems. Now, problems will come up. You will have needs that you pray for, but your prayers should be a lifetime and a lifestyle where you spend it with heaven. Spend it with Christ. Spend it with God. Spend it with the one. Now, if this is the time where God gets your time with, and this, here's one of the things we're talking about on kids learning, because kids get in school with their phones, and what do they do with their phones? They play games on them. They do what they do at home, all right? And so now they can't learn because the place they're supposed to be learning, they're doing games, right? We can say that. And now think about this. If this is the only time you get in your time with God, which is bad anyway, but if your phone doesn't have the Bible on it right now and God can't get you now, not y'all. I mean, just churches in general, not y'all. Y'all like... Lord, scream. Right? Because if God can't get this time, when does he get it? When? We got our teachers trying to get kids to learn. They can't even get them in the game because they brought the game to, and they're being judged by people saying, well, the kids are not learning. Right? And so one of the things that I want us to do is make sure we're speaking that protection over teachers. You heard Irene even yell out, yes, let them be prepared and involved and ready and hungry and ready to do that. But thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm praying from heaven. The Bible says we're ambassadors of Christ. An ambassador doesn't live off the things in the country that he's in. He lives off the things of the country that he's from. Our ambassadors that are in these poor third world countries do not live off the resources there. They live off the resources here. Which means that no matter how poor your surroundings are, you're rich because of where you're from, which is heaven. You got to make sure you know that, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There's a liberty. There's a freedom about God. There's prayer that produces a freedom. Or that produces the freedom. Pastor Rita will not allow me to, I'm the shutdown version. No, I just don't want to talk about it. I just don't want to talk. Just don't want to do that. And that's not healthy. And I don't do it for a long period of time, but we do stuff differently. We do things differently. But she'll always bring it back to prayer. There isn't a marriage in the world that will make it if we don't pray. Well, you'll make it. You'll be alone. We'll be with each other, but your thoughts of killing each other will be constant. You know, is it really murder? You know, if that's where you, if your sentences are starting with that, yeah, did they really die? Like, if I sit there and watch them, am I an accomplice if I watch them choke to death? I don't think you're going to make it. I'll push it down in there. You know, just stuff like that. Just, is that my hand on your neck right there? So Isaiah 43, verse 18 through 21 talks about Jesus, God making a river in the desert. He making places where that's been dry for years. This prayer that makes that. One of the things that helps you get along in places and get along with your kids, because you're having that point and where your kids and y'all are not getting along and things are not working out. He says, my people, I can bring water in that dry place. Where they don't get along with you because they're turning whatever age and, you know, they know everything. I used to always make fun of Jaira, like, I'm going to call NASA. Because we got one of the prime people, the smartest person who know everything. NASA, we got one of your people here. Come get him. He just knew everything. You couldn't tell him nothing. Like, why I got, man, just do what I said. Because I want to ask a why. Why I don't get to kill you right now? Why? Why, Lord? Why? But NASA, and so when y'all saw us in that group, and it was Jace's idea, and I stole it. Like, I gave Jace some money for this idea because I'm going to make a lot of money off of his idea. And I said, and y'all saw us holding each other up and picking. He came with the idea. Said, let's pick each other up. Come on, man. Shine your light. Pick each other up. Come on. And that's how we walk. We walked in a circle lifting each other up. I was like, bruh, he teaching me. If we don't give them credit where credit is due, and only time we praise them is when they do something perfect where everybody else can look, come on, man, we got better. We got to do better. We got to do better encouraging our kids. Yes, they came over. We realized we didn't, when we thought we wanted five kids, that when they came over after vacation, no, sir. They don't pick up stuff. They eat. They drop crumbs. I knew where all of them had been. Like, don't take it upstairs. It's upstairs. It's, you know, we got broken furniture. My little statue, my little powerlifting statue, broken, busted up. Like, you know, just like, well, thank you, Jesus. This is a shocker. Teachers, kids are bad. Who told? Yeah. You just got to get like, man, I'm just like, pick it up. I just want to, come on, get it up. What did you say? Pick it up. Like, I'm just screaming. And we didn't want five. Yeah, and three that moved out. We were thinking about giving them away even after we done all the work. Y'all can tell Pastor Rita's emotional about her little girl going, right? Little girl, tough little girl. Pastor Rita will be there, so y'all call her. Prayer is the kingdom taken by force. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And when I tell you that, there's some restlessness in me about not continuing on fasting. I'm going to keep that because I believe, and again, we have birthday stuff, but I'm back on it. Back on it. I refuse to let your kids go into a dangerous place. Every assignment, and I'm talking about relatives, non-relatives, whoever, there is an assignment. I refuse to have our teachers in places where they're going to be in danger, ever. So I'm going to keep praying. I'm coming to me like, I don't think it's healthy. You know what ain't healthy? You coming up to me telling me what's not healthy. I don't think you should be doing that to yourself. I think I should not be talking to you. Prayer is the extra mile. It isn't the easy mile. It's the extra one. If it was an easy mile, everybody would be doing it. That's why it's tough for people to hear about intercessory and tough to hear about things that are going on. And then the folks who really are in the intercessory can't get off their knees. You have to pull them up because they're like, I can't help it but do it. Right? So we're going to stay in that before we have the problem, because prayer should be an act of praise and worship, not of screaming and hollering, right? So Bill Johnson said, if you go in to pray and you come out angry, you didn't go in to pray, you went in to complain. Make sure it's a prayer closet. Here's our last one, 1 Timothy 5, 16 through 18. How many minutes am I over? Y'all scared to say, you got me? I'm 6 minutes over? 7 minutes over. Okay, good. No, I know Brad will keep me straight on that. Rejoice at all times. Pray without. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't let problems be your influencer. Give thanks in every circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Right? So listen, if we're prayer is our communication with God, which is our connection with God, which is what I put on the sign, it is our connection with God. I want to be connected with God. So when I, at least if I come here and we're together, this is my connection with being with God. If I let something else get in the way of my connection is going to be interrupted. Y'all know how, you know what, one of the things that this wasn't right. Was I stopped the Wi-Fi at the house. You see the kids. This is a ministry all by itself. This is a ministry all by itself. You just hit the reset button. You just watch it. It only takes about 2.5 minutes tops. If you're not careful, how you treat God when you cut your connection off, that's how you'll be with your life. It's like, yeah, laugh at your children now. Laugh, keep laughing. And you shaking to see if it works. I am not a good parent. I'm a great parent. Because I ain't afraid to try stuff. All right? Since I ain't using the Wi-Fi, I turn it off. Just when they're visiting. Just nothing like that. Now, here's what I'll say about your kids, our Zozos and all the people of the world. Because they come to church regularly, they knew stuff. My nephew was from out of town. He didn't know a lot. Because they don't take them. Okay? So we had a conversation about getting them ready for the NBA. Let me tell you what you're going to be professional in. Humanity. You'll be a professional human. Before anything else. Whatever we do, let's not make them amateur human beings by not teaching them the things of God. Amen? Amen. And our kids knew. He said, man, they all know the answers to I know. We get to see them all year long. You on vacation, bro. You're on vacation. Okay, let's pray. Thank y'all. Let me give you that quick update. The video is much longer. First time ever, the video is longer than the sun. Okay. Father, we just pray and we thank you for the act of prayer, and not only the act, the obedience of prayer. And Lord God, it is the extra mile that keeps us going, keeps it lasting. And Father God, it is an impartation of your will being done. Father God, when we pray, Lord, help us to be thankful. And yes, we have to pray over needs. And yes, we have to pray over circumstances. But that is not the only reason why we pray. Father, I pray for anointed heavenly influence from God for a relationship with you. We thank you, Lord, for our children. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have grown up and are going out and moving on. But Lord God, most of all, we thank you for being our God. And Father God, that we enter into that time with you, that our kids will know how to call on you in the classroom, on the way home, at any time. They'll know how to call on the name of Jesus, Father, and you bless them. In Jesus' name, everybody say, amen, 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 amen. Yes, ma'am.